There's an ancillary issue or something that happened with the Public Utilities Commission. And having been around this track a few times over the years, the PUC, which oversees our utilities and a lot of this stuff, it's kind of like inside baseball to a point, but sometimes what they pass affects your pocketbook and you. And I want to introduce our guest. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Sam Evans Brown. I'm the newish executive director of an organization called Clean Energy New Hampshire. We're advocates for you know, clean and renewable energy technologies, and that includes building things more efficiently, which is the subject of today.
Yeah, what did the PUC? This is I heard from Matt Mayberry in New Hampshire Home Builders some concern about this. Can you tell us what the issue is and frame it?
Yeah, so there's a policy that we have in place. So if you've ever heard of New Hampshire Saves, you can go to NewHampshireSaves.com right now and you can sign up your house to get some incentives to put some insulation and air sealing in your house. And
right.
And it's a pretty, it's wonky stuff, and sometimes I think it's pretty easy to overlook it, but these are improvements that can have immediate payback for you. I mean, you can the money that you put into insulation can pay for itself in 2 years and lower energy bills.
Right.
And recently, the governor's 2018 10-year energy strategy highlighted these types of improvements as being the first thing that we should be investing in because it keeps money in the New Hampshire economy and it keeps everybody's fuel. It's like a win-win-win-win.
I mean, it's a win
it's
on
all
fronts.
Wins.
What did the PUC pass, though?
So we had submitted a settlement, our organization and all the other folks who would intervene at the Public Utilities Commission, saying, here's what we want the budgets for these programs to be for the next 3 years. And the PUC not only rejected that proposal, but they went, several steps farther. And they said, we don't think that we should be investing in energy efficiency at all. And they went so far as to sort of completely dismantle the state's energy efficiency policies and roll back, 10 years of precedent on how we invest in these things.
Sometimes it's like a court. They'll give a ruling and they'll give an opinion that the commissioner, I don't even know the makeup of the PUC these days or who's the commissioner, but they said they just feel this is something they don't want. They don't think they should be part of anymore.
The order, frankly, is a mess. I'm not a lawyer, but have spent a lot of time with lawyers in the past month because of the action that we took in response to this.
Right.
But I think that legally, it's actually quite indefensible. There's a lot of sort of due process issues with it. But yeah, that's exactly what they said. They said, why should we be intervening in the market? The market should take care of this. And the problem with that logic is that, we're basically large chimps, right? Like our brains are not super well suited for thinking about this stuff. And so when you say to somebody, okay, look, we're going to go up into your attic, a place that you never go, that you never see, and we're going to blow up a bunch of, insulation up there, and it's going to pay for itself. People have a hard time making that decision. And so these policies sort of help us to make good economic decisions.
I'm not going to be the judge here in this case, but I'd chuckle if that was the argument when you said that from what they said. They say that they're not supposed to intervene. They want the free market. All the PUC does is intervene in our energy policy. That's hilarious.
The idea that there are free markets for energy. It's a monopoly.
Yeah, we don't
regulated.
Feel we're supposed to get involved in this issue to renovate or upgrade your homes for insulation and energy efficiency, which is a win-win. I'm sure the governor would agree with that. Maybe not. But the point is, we're not supposed to get involved with the free market. Do it. The PUC is all about anything but the free market. They're regulators.
Exactly.
I mean, that is hilarious.
Exactly.
I'd say to the court before the lawyers had begun, wait a minute, is that that's your argument?
And you mentioned the governor. I mean, the governor has now written a letter to his Department of Energy. His Department of Energy has opposed this order. The governor has written a letter in support of his Department of Energy saying, I agree, this order goes too far. The Business and Industry Association has now written a letter saying this order goes too far.
There were jobs that were slated, and that means people are out of, missing some jobs here because, the home building industry, there's a lot going on. The winter months are ideal months to put in some insulation before you get into February, especially with incentives. It's just kind of funny. Their PUC doesn't want to get involved in the free market. I'd love it if they did that across the board, but they don't. All they do is get involved.